SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Super busy night for us here as we have tons of NFL news, clearly with the quote-unquote legal tampering. It's nonsense. Just start free agency today. Stupidity. But legal tampering and all these deals being made in the NFL. We have lots of college basketball, of course. It is championship week. We have a few bids up for grabs right now as we speak, in fact. I've got the SoCon title game on here. Got the Sun Belt rocking as well. A lot going on. Plenty of NBA. We've got a couple hockey games tonight. The golf. Very, very busy. That's for sure. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I'm locked and loaded tonight. Already locked and loaded. Three-team parlay. I got it big. Klay Thompson, Wembanyama, and Kobe White.
The you got Wemby in? Wemby?
Bounds. Bounds for Wemby. Bounds.
Bounds. Wemby. Wembanyama.
They can't guard him in Golden State. They can't guard this kid.
They can't guard him. Can't guard him, Joe. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard on a Monday night here. We're going to do tons of NFL. We've got all these college games going on. Joe's loaded up with Wembanyama here, too, as I think that game's just about to start, right? Yes, just after about 5 minutes from now, Joe, they're going to tip. They're in San Antonio. He's missed the last couple games, too, your boy Wemby. And he's back in the mix here tonight. I'm going to play him for threes, I think, Joe, just for you.
I took Klay Thompson tonight, 25-plus. This guy sucks.
Oh, yeah?
He sucks.
Well, the game hasn't started yet. Why are you upset at him already?
Because he sucks. He's just terrible.
Wow.
He's terrible. I might take Luka for 40 tonight, plus 280. Mm.
Luka going for, I think he's got six in a row, the 30-point triple-doubles. He looks to extend that here tonight. There is quite a few of these conference title games, Joe. In fact, you've got some upsets brewing here. As Charleston, who's the one in the CAA, is down 2 with a buck 20 to go against Townsend.
Ooh.
You've got Oakland, who's the one seed in that Horizon, where we lost, what did we lose, Green Bay last week out of that one. They are tied at 38. By the way, Joe, we got to do another one of those with these conference tournament winners because now we have all the big ones this week, and they gave you another one of those steppy boosts. So we'll have to figure that out at some point in the next couple hours. James Madison up 12 on Arkansas State in the Sun Belt Championship. Samford up 2 on East Tennessee State after just hitting a 3. That's in the SoCon title game. You have the WCC semis tonight, Joe, with Santa Clara and St. Mary's, Gonzaga against San Francisco. You have Milwaukee and that Northern Kentucky team, Joe. They're still rolling here in the Horizon.
I love that Northern Kentucky team. Told you. I know.
And you got the all Long Island battle in that other CAA semi, Stony Brook against Hofstra.
Wow.
Chance to the title game online. Stony Brook won a crazy double overtime game yesterday, Joe, upsetting Drexel, which has got them to this point. So we have a few things, Joe, on the table for us. That's for sure. And how could I forget, we have, I don't think we would need more than 2 hours to get through all the NFL deals that happened today. There's been so many. The changing landscape, Joe. I mean, the dam broke today, that's for sure. Considering all the signings, we had one massive trade, too, with the Giants getting Brian Burns. Kirk Cousins is a Falcon. So we have a lot going on, Joe.
I can't wait. Football talk all show long. I cannot wait. Love it.
You get a little sprinkle of everything, Joe. I mean, that'll be all show long. But we're having...
Why not? Take a ride. Check it out.
You get it for most of it, yeah. You get it. For most of it. You know? This Jet team. This Winnipeg Jet team, Joe.
So what happened now? What happened now?
I was going to play him tonight in a parlay, and then, you know, some things happened, so. All right. So that's what we have cooking, Joe, as of right now. I 56-56, Charleston and Townsend. As far as the hockey, too, we don't want to leave the hockey out. Devils and Rangers, scoreless in the second, Joe. They're at the Garden. Of course, Rangers' last home game before the Big East takes over this week. Blues up 2-0 in Boston against the Bruins.
All right.
Jets have already taken a 1-0 lead. They're at home against Washington. So that's kind of what we've got cooking here.
That's great. That's great, baby. Let's
How was the weekend, Joe? Was the weekend okay?
I went to the Knick game last night.
Oh, God, did you play the under?
You know, I didn't play anything. I said the over would come in.
Oh, just enjoying the game with the family. That's it. Didn't want to get involved. Let me just enjoy the game. Right? Is that what it was?
It was one of those. I ate like a pig, and everything was seamless. Great seats. Saw the game. Great experience. Kids loved it. It was nice. Seamless. No problems with the tickets.
Oh, okay.
No problems getting into the city. Not bad.
Well, did you get the town car to take you? You had the limo pick you up, or what did you do?
No, actually, I drove to Jersey City, took the ferry in to beat the traffic, and then Ubered from the Garden back to Jersey City.
There you go. That wasn't a bad plan.
No.
Worked out all right for you.
No headaches.
No headaches. No headaches for Joe. No hassles. So we're doing okay then. All right, perfect, Joe. So that sets us up tonight. So do you have anything else on the table besides the Wembanyama clay? I can't get you on any of this college basketball. What do we got?
Maybe.
You can't get...
I got Luka 40 and Wemby 25 parlay.
Okay, Luka 40, Wemby 25. I kind of want to get in on this. I like this Nichols State team here coming up at 8:30 East. Ooh. They're laying 5.5. I like who? You want to play Northern Kentucky tonight?
I do. They're my team.
I know. Do you want to get in on them?
Let me see.
I think Gonzaga's going to hammer San Francisco again, too. Although you probably think San Francisco will bounce back after Gonzaga.
Like Santa Clara tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
The Broncos, huh? All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Monday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. Here with you. A lot going on, Joe. I just wanted to tell you, Charleston's got a 3-point lead on Townsend, 59-56 here with 3 seconds to go. So I don't know if they got the rock or not, Townsend. I had flipped over to the Oakland-Cleveland State game. Because that's where we're at right now. We're involved with that. And I need to see. Now, so we'll see if that ends up being a victory for them there. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, they're up 37-30 on St. Thomas.
All right.
Somebody and then I can't play that. I can't play that Hofstra. Was it Wemby? Wemby?
No.
I played him for over 2.5 threes, Joe. Because you were in on him, I had to get in on him.
He did. I had to. Three for Wemby.
Let's go. Come on.
No, right, no. That was the bounce. He's got three bounds.
You know.
He's got 2 points. I was looking.
So he didn't hit a three. I mean, come
on. He didn't hit. Let's go. Three bounds. The kid's starting fast.
All right. And Charleston is going to win that game. It's now 61-56. I guess they fouled them and they hit a couple free throws. So they will move on to play the winner of that Hofstra-Stony Brook game tomorrow night in the CAA title game. I can't play that, Joe, for you, but I would take Stony Brook with the 8.5.
This is
we're in trouble tonight, huh?
Should have taken tonight off with the with the gambling. We're cold.
Who's cold?
Nah, Clay Thompson, no points.
Cold. The game started 2 minutes ago. He comes off the bench.
Yeah, it's not good.
Is he even in the game yet?
Probably not.
Yeah, all right, you got to relax. I don't want every 4 minutes you getting on Clay Thompson. You know, about an hour and a half from now, you can get on him if he's still got 2 points.
This guy's a complete... He's washed up.
Why do you keep playing him?
Because he's bound to break out. He's bound to break out, Gordon.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about some things that matter, Joe.
Football? There's a three for Clay.
I think we have so much that we're going to have to definitely spread out things as we go through the couple hours.
You're driving this ship.
Looking at all these live games.
Iceberg.
Dude, I'll say the thing that took me most off guard today, and we'll talk about, obviously, Cousins going to Atlanta, which is a big deal, Barkley going to the Giants, but I got to tell you, Joe, I didn't see the Giants getting Burns. That kind of came out of nowhere for me, and if you look at what the Giants kind of did today, you know, they lose two guys that had been there a while in Barkley and Xavier McKinney, who signed with the Packers, but... You know, getting Burns, that defensive line for the Giants now, their pass rush, you figure you put Burns with Kayvon Thibodeau.
You know,
they got themselves a strong unit up front now there. You got Dexter Lawrence as well in there in the middle. The Giants D now, especially up front, Joe, very, very strong.
Yeah, and you know what? They were 50-1, Carver, to win the NFC championship. 50-1, right?
What was their division number? The division was like 20.
Yeah. So now they're 45-1 because now I still think they have, from a defensive perspective, they got to stop Dak. They got to stop Jalen Hurts, and you got to get pressure. Got to get pressure. And you can't just get it up the middle. You got to get it from the edge. Got to get it off the edge. Got to have your head on a swivel, man. You got to pick up that robber. Here comes Thibodeau. Whoa, here comes Brian Burns.
That's a big move for them. That is a big
now
move.
Now all you need is Justin Fields.
Gave him a lot of money.
Get Justin Fields.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just said that. I got a big Giant fan I was talking to, a buddy of mine. And I was saying, and he's like, yeah, you know, we'll take a quarterback at six. I go, I wouldn't do that, actually. I would maybe explore trading, because I think Fields now, Joe, as you look at all the chairs start to empty out, I think the price for Fields is getting cheaper and cheaper by the hour, no?
Yeah.
I mean, he ain't going to Atlanta. He ain't going to Pittsburgh. He ain't going to the Raiders. I just, where's he going? So I think it's could be a spot like the Giants, who, yes, they have Daniel Jones and they have money committed to him, but why not trade for Fields? And then I still say, if I'm the Giants at six, I take one of those huge wide receivers, whoever's going to be left after Neighbors. Harrison Jr., whether it's Neighbors or Romaduse. I love him too. So that's what I would do if I was them.
And they got to win now. You know why? Bill Belichick is waiting in the wings. Big Bill Belichick. Big Belly Bill.
You're not wrong, because if Dable has a year like he had this past year, the Mariners will go to Belichick.
Yeah, but let me just say this. I think Brian Dable's a very good coach, okay? He's not Joe Judge. This is not Joe Judge 2.0. Okay, he's just in a bad spot. You want to know why? Because he overexceeded expectations in year one. That should have been the complete rebuild. But Brian Daboll coached so well that now the expectations are through the roof in year two. You lay an egg, and now you have the situation that they have in year three. Win now or get off the pot, as they say in New York.
They gave him a lot
of money. Worst thing that could have happened to that organization and Daboll as a coach. Win total was 7, should have been complete rebuild. He coaches them up. They win a playoff game, get to the second round. Oh, we're a divisional champion. We can win it all. Yeah. Johnny Skidmarks. I think that was a movie in Italian, too. Johnny Skidmarks.
And then the Giants also got picked up. They signed Runyon for inside line. Mm-hmm. They signed Devin Singletary. You know, they got Singletary at 3 years for only a couple million more than what Saquon got for 1 year. You know, it's like I don't think Singletary was that bad down the stretch for Houston, Joe. I thought he had some good games.
Got me the over in receiving against Baltimore.
I remember that.
Any guy that puts money in my pocket is.
But that's another position. Like, yes, you're going to lose Barkley, but you sign Singletary, and you take a kid in the second, third, fourth round. There's tons of running backs in the draft. You pair him with Singletary, and your running back room is, you know. I'm the wiser, Joe. I think for what seemed on the surface like it was going to be a bad day for the Giants.
Not bad.
Ended up being not that bad of a day at all. Now it helped. Obviously, trading for Burns is it's a massive deal. Very, very helpful. But I thought things were going to things started out pretty poorly for them when they got going today, because everybody's wrapped up about Barkley. Especially here in town. They're very wrapped up about Barkley.
I know. Everybody's upset.
But they shouldn't be, to be quite honest.
It's a running back.
And I'm not. Well, that's the thing. And this has nothing to do with him as a player. He's a good player.
No, he's a locker room guy, but he's a running back.
We've been through this a billion times.
Get Aaron Jones.
I'll tell you, Aaron Jones, he's another guy who, the way he played down the stretch in the playoffs. Pretty good, too. Carver and Lisa, yeah. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. The Oakland-Cleveland State game, now Oakland 57-48, Joe, with about under 12 minutes to go in the game. So Oakland, who's the one seed in that horizon, extend is what they're doing right now.
Extend.
That's also what James Madison has done in the Sun Belt Championship game.
The Dukes!
They are up 17 with 11 minutes to go. They have been the best team in that conference all year. They were ranked early in the season, and they are 11 minutes away from punching their ticket to the dance. Of course, Arkansas State got there with the crazy upset of App State yesterday, and they are on the verge of going home. Samford also looking to punch the ticket. They're up 2 at the half on East Tennessee State in the SoCon. We have South Dakota State up 3 on St. Thomas of Minnesota with 10 minutes to go in the second half. Charleston did survive, as I told you, so they'll face the winner of this Stony Brook-Hofstra game that's coming up in a few minutes. And you got the West Coast late night, Santa Clara, St. Mary's, Gonzaga, San Fran. And we like Northern Kentucky too, Joe, in this game against Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We owe Milwaukee after what they did to us with Green Bay, so we got to... We need to get some revenge here. We'll use the Norse.
What can we do? What can we do?
I think we just take Northern Kentucky.
Yeah?
You probably want to put it with something crazy. You probably want to put it,
probably.
Put it with the golf, whatever you want to do. Big week this week, Joe. We got the fifth major, the Players.
I know. I can't wait.
Let me tell you, I had a couple guys in the mix again this weekend. This Scotty Scheffler, he didn't miss a putt all weekend. It was brutal. He didn't miss a cut all weekend.
How did my guys do this weekend?
Your guys. You had...
JoJo Highsmith.
Well, did you... Oh, my God. Did you see what happened with JoJo?
No. What happened with JoJo?
Man. JoJo was in the mix down in Puerto Rico all weekend. I mean, he was a shot off the lead on the back nine on Sunday. I think he was tied for the lead after the second or third round. JoJo Highsmith played well. Unfortunately, Joe fell apart at the end.
Skids. They all
didn't quite
skids.
Get there.
Joey Skidmucks. So,
but JoJo Highsmith played well. There was somebody you had in the Arnie that played okay too. One of your picks that you had in the Arnie.
I'm bound to break through, Carver. I hit the Nicky Dunlop. I've been hot ever since.
Well, you haven't been hot ever since. That was a while ago. Now you haven't hit one since then.
I had Skins in the mix.
Skins didn't win.
JoJo? What about JoJo?
JoJo didn't win.
Yeah, but they're close. They're close,
Yeah, but
Carver.
You got to win. You got to win.
You know, this
is one just...
Easy.
This you one know, just I, came off the wire, too, Joe. Another what? Quarterback in New England.
Who? Jacoby Brissett. Don't tell me that.
Yeah. They,
this guy gets more opportunity. He sucks. He sucks. This Jacoby Brissett gets more. Miami, the Colts, the Browns. Like, can we stop? You don't want to give Justin Fields a shot? They got this pedestrian quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
You gotta be kidding me.
Jeez.
It's like a washed up valise, Jacoby Brissett. This guy, if he was a boxer, he'd be labeled.
And you know what that's going to be for, Joe? You know, that's to mentor whoever they, you know, whatever rookie they take.
Oh,
you know,
he's so
you'd
good
be the mentor.
Good
in the quarterback room.
He's just so
it's
going to
be very important to the development of whether it's Jaden Daniels
like
or whoever
McNown
it is.
Was. Remember the Jets? Oh, the kids love him. Kids love him. It's a locker room.
Kids love him.
I will say, I think I'd be that type of guy if I was in the locker room, I've been told. You know, I get along with the young folk.
You think that you would be a locker room guy, huh? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, no. You see, I get a bad rap. You ask the young guys, right? Like, I fit in with the young guys. The guys our age, that's where we sort of bang heads a little bit. You put me into a team of veterans, I have a problem. You put me with a bunch of rooks or younger guys, all pros, yeah, I'm there. Fit right in. Put me with the old wily veterans, and then that's it. We're fighting in the locker room. I said it. No, you said it.
Elsewhere. The Pistons lead the Hornets 76-62. I haven't looked at any of the NBA yet here. The Cavs lead the Suns 69-63.
Is Donovan playing?
No, he is not. Big night. Garland's got 25 already. Booker did come back for the Suns tonight. He had missed, I think, the last four or five games.
He's another one, though, Carver. You know that. Every time you bet the Suns team, it's Booker. He's going to leave you at the altar. He's going to give you 17 and 6 assists. You're not going to get anything.
Five boards for Wembanyama. Five boards.
Could he get me 12? Could he get me 12?
Can he hit some threes? I mean...
I don't know. Who's this guy? Look at this guy shooting for... he just drained it. Who's that guy?
So no, I just noticed this, Joe, and there's been so much going on with the NFL today. So no Curry for Golden State tonight, huh? No Curry.
Yeah, but who's number two for Golden State? Who is that?
Who's number two? You tell me.
I'm trying to see.
Curry didn't play on Saturday night either
who
when they played.
Who is that? Who is this guy?
Which number? What are you talking about?
Number two. He's wearing a headband. He just drained a three. Who is this
on who?
Guy? On Golden State.
Oh, you talking about the kid from Santa Clara?
Is that who it is?
Podzemski?
Just hit two threes. Like a shot out of a cannon, this kid.
Yeah, he's been hot, man.
He reminds me of DiVincenzo. That Knick team, let me tell you, they shot about 33.
You picked some game to go to last night.
I actually liked it, though, Carver. It reminded me of old school Big East.
I don't know about that. You go to an NBA game, you don't want 79-73. That's tough.
Yeah, it was old school. I liked it.
Fairly good. By the way, did you play Luka?
Yeah.
No, 12 in the first quarter.
Could he get me 40?
And he's got 7 assists and 6 boards already, too, in the first quarter. Jesus.
Wemby's got 6. Kobe White, no threes. They're getting smashed, 38-16. Yeah, anytime Kobe White wants to step up, it's always, you see, you can never take the hot hand.
You can never take the hot hand, Joe.
Nah, they're only good for, one or two nights. That's it. You can't ride them for, a week. Jeez. Unbelievable.
Wow, this game's getting close here between Oakland and Cleveland State.
Yeah, where's Pop tonight, huh? Pop looks like he ate bad eel tonight.
your boy Pop.
This guy. Getting smashed.
Pop, bad eel. That's your guy.
Up 9. 7 for Wemby. 7 for Wemby.
Yeah, but no threes.
That's all right.
Oh, you're on the boards. Bounce. You're on the boards. So he's got 7 in the first. He's got 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know the problem with that Pop is, you know, he chains him to the bench then for long Pop. Stretches.
I hate Pop when he does that. Takes
chains him to the bench. Yeah, that's precisely what he does. Precisely.
Guy's a complete money burn, Pop.
I gotta deal with the old man now.
He is. It's Paul. Pop is coaching him up. Paul, the mentorship of Pop.
Rangers have broken through against the Devils. 1-0 they lead late in the second. Kind of like the live over. I'm sure Matias does too.
What can we play? I gotta jump in. Let me wet the beak a little bit here.
You want to wet the beak?
Yeah.
What do you want? College hoops, NBA? Let's do some college hoops. It's championship week. I mean, come on.
I like Santa Clara, and I like Stony Brook, but you can't.
I can't play
that.
The Stony Brook game, but I like Stony Brooks, but you should play them. I like them.
I like them, too.
I'd play them if I could.
Let's take Santa Clara. Or we'll take Northern Kentucky minus the 1.5.
I definitely want to take Northern Kentucky.
All right, so Northern Kentucky... And you want to take Santa Clara plus the 11 and a hook? And let's take the over, Denver-Omaha.
You see, you pulled that one out of thin air. There's absolutely nothing behind that.
I got a boost builder. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you got to use that. I wanted to use that for the conference tournament winners.
I just used it. Come on.
So you already put it in?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. You really are. I'm watching Oakland blow this game here. They were up 10.
Forget it.
Now they're
come on.
Now they were
come
up
on.
11. Kentucky, now they're up 1.
Northern Kentucky over Omaha, Denver, and Santa Clara. Take a ride. Let's go. Live dangerously.
Not on Santa Clara. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you on a Monday night on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. This Oakland team, Joe, they are completely gagging away this game to Cleveland State. They had an 11-point lead in this game. An 11-point lead. And they have completely melted here with 6.5 minutes to go. Now, they got time to fix it, obviously. And there's a big three. They go back up 4.
Wow.
Big three. Extend. This is what we need. Ooh. There you go. Look at this kid. Comes around the corner. Hits a big three. getting involved, Joe. James Madison's going to win. That one's almost over. What else do we have here? One second. Weber State up 4 on Montana State in the Big Sky. Joe loves that Big Sky conference.
I love it. I love it.
So you told me over the weekend, I asked you about Matias, and Matias got off the deck here with O'Malley winning on Saturday night. So he got himself a main event win.
Let's go, baby.
Which was very good. Well, unfortunately, the other guy. Now I know I'm picking nits here. Is what I'm really doing with you. I'm nitpicking, as they say. The guy you told me that Poirier was going to lose to that other guy.
He almost did.
He gave out 2 picks and one won, and the other one got smashed.
I give out all the picks.
Picks
every fight, to be fair.
He puts the check mark. He does a great job.
Yeah,
he puts
but the face what happened? What the hell? I thought that the one guy was going to beat Poirier. What happened in that fight?
Cover. You know what? I'll tell you what. I watched that because I was at Indian Wells, and I was hoping to be watching the fights and the tennis at the same time. The service was terrible.
You sent me some nice videos of that tennis. Did you send Joe those videos too?
I didn't. You know what? I couldn't send many people any videos during that thing, man. You know how long it took me to send a message out at that tournament? It was crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people.
The service was terrible. Yeah, I was holding my butt watching the tennis. It was very intense, and I'm getting the alerts on who's winning the fights after the fights are over. You know, I couldn't watch them, but when I rewatched the Poirier fight against the Saint Denis fight, oh my lord! If you bet Poirier, there's no way you thought Dustin was going to win that fight in the first round, nor did he think he was going to win that fight in the first minute of the second round. That was a crazy turnaround, an extremely amazing fight. Dustin just pulled it out. Pulled it out of the hat and landed a great strike. But, you know, St. Denis literally dominated the first round of that fight and nearly finished Dustin. It's one of the greatest Dustin Poirier fights that there's going to be, you know. He fought for survival and he landed a clean shot in the second round to win the fight. You know, it was insane, honestly.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
You don't see that very often. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. It was a crazy, crazy night of fights.
Yeah, he's a very good striker, you know.
Stop, Joe. You do this with the golf, too. Stop.
What?
There's a meme going out right now. There's a meme going out right now because Benoit Saint-Denis literally had top position and had Dustin completely flat on his back, you know, covering for dear life. And a minute later, Dustin won the fight. So there's a meme going out pretty much saying, imagine thinking that Dustin was going to win this fight at this moment of the fight, you know, just a minute later. It's incredible. It's an incredible victory for Dustin Poirier. One of the best of his careers.
No, I saw it. I saw it. And
I put him in a parlay and he lost, that guy. So,
jeez. You know, so basically we haven't capitalized on Matias yet. He's cost us more money than he's put in our pockets.
If you add it all up,
it cost me $2,800 with the Nicky Dunlap.
Well, the Nicky Dunlap one, that was.
I'm still bitter about that. You know,
That's pain.
That's pain. He says it right. That's pain. Now this will lead us into the next thing. Are we happy about Kirk Cousins?
It's a patch job. I told Joe on Friday. It's a $50 million patch job.
Okay, so wait a second.
More than that.
He doesn't believe, okay, that Kirk Cousins will lead them to a championship or let alone a potential playoff appearance. So then I said, why get him?
I didn't say he wouldn't make it to the playoffs. I said that he wouldn't win a championship. Then why are you signing the guy? Because they're fools, Joe. Because they're fools. I am not happy with the amount of money that they paid Kirk Cousins. And especially coming off an Achilles injury for a 4-year contract. Are you kidding me? We don't even know if he's going to make it past 1 year, Joe. So, yeah, it freaks me out a little bit that they gave a guy coming off an Achilles injury at 34 or 35 years old, whatever he is. You know, I think he's older than me, or we're the same age. Imagine giving me $50 million at this point in my life to go lead the young and hungry Atlanta Falcons to the Super Bowl. How many primetime games has Kirk Cousins won to deserve that kind of money? Come on.
We got into a fight over this on Friday.
So what exactly you got into a fight about it? So did you want him or not, Matias? You didn't want him? Is that the deal?
No, I honestly didn't want him. I thought if we could get him for cheap, I would take it. You know what I mean?
See, you didn't get him for cheap. So, Joe, what was your side of it? You wanted them to sign him, Joe?
No, I said it's a way. I would have taken a younger quarterback with upside that potentially could develop with the team, like Justin Fields or another quarterback. Or just, I mean, that is the problem. I mean, with Kirk Cousins, if he gets hurt this year, the investment is gone. That's number one. Number two, if you don't believe he can win a playoff game or lead you to a championship, you should have never have signed his ass. No, that's it. He can compile all the stats in the regular season you want. If you don't believe as an organization or as a fan base, Kirk Cousins can take you over the top and get you to a Super Bowl, it's a wasted pick, it's a waste of a transaction, and it's a waste of money. I just, it's the same thing with Russell Wilson. Pittsburgh fans, if you don't believe that Russell Wilson could take you to an AFC championship and he's a stopgap, that's a waste.
I agree with Joe 100%. Imagine giving Steven, remember when the Falcons signed Steven Jackson as their running back and they gave him like the 1 year deal? It's like, imagine giving Steven Jackson at that point in his career $50 million to come play running back for the Atlanta Falcons. He played 1 year with the Falcons. Or Todd Gurley. How about giving Todd Gurley a bunch of money?
Yeah, this is a little different. That's a little different.
Well, they're all injury prone, man. Cousins hasn't won a damn thing. Ever.
Cousins has never won anything significant. He has really good regular season stats on some good offensive teams. And I think that their feeling is that he'll be able to obviously do that here. Now, Joe keeps bringing up, well, you win a championship. I mean, unfortunately, Joe, there isn't 32 Patrick Mahomes and insert elite quarterback here. There's only a handful of those guys. So there's been teams that have won Super Bowls, not many, but there's been teams that have won Super Bowls with non-elite plus quarterback play. I mean, it has happened. I'm not saying that that's happening in Atlanta. I don't think they're going to win a championship either, but I think it's unfair to make that, because there's only so many quarterbacks.
Not
everybody can have Patrick Mahomes, so it's hard to do that.
Carver, I get you, okay, but the age, right?
No, age is a problem. I actually didn't realize he was 36 till I read that story today. Okay. I didn't realize he was that old.
So age, right? The major injury, the major ineffectiveness in a big spot in the playoffs. And the ability to potentially sign a younger quarterback, i.e. Justin Fields, that could catch lightning in the bottle and be your franchise guy for the next 5 to 7 years. What is the upside? You sign them, 1 year, they win the division. 2 years, they're getting you to the championship. Then he's not worth the money. For that acquisition, it's not worth the money. Baker Mayfield won the division last year. He came on the cheap. Now they signed him. But he bounced around the Rams, Carolina, before he landed in Tampa Bay. And they still won the division. So you're telling me he can't win the division with Justin Fields?
For whatever reason, Joe, it seems like nobody wants Justin Fields.
Okay.
I'm not saying this to you like you're wrong, Joe. He sucks. I'm just making a general statement. For whatever reason, it feels like nobody wants him. And it's I thought he would be left with a chair somewhere. And it just doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. Maybe Seattle, Joe?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
maybe.
Maybe. Carolina?
Man,
I don't know.
This kid on Cleveland State just hit a three from the logo to tie it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. What an absolute melt by this Oakland team. Disgraceful, Joe. This is a disgrace. Letting this Cleveland State team push you around.
What's Wemby doing?
Another guy.
Seven bounds. Here comes Clay. No threes for Kobe's. Kobe White. He's got none. They're getting smashed. They're down 25 in the second quarter.
It's not their night.
Luka's only got 15. Let me guess. It's Kyrie tonight?
Got 15. He had 15 at the end of the first quarter. He's probably getting a three-minute rest. Can you give the guy a break?
Let me guess. It's Kyrie, right? Let me see.
Kyrie, dude, tonight. You got to also remember, they're up 25.
Yeah.
And I bet you, are they playing tomorrow? They're playing tomorrow. So what is that? Oh, they're playing on Wednesday, so they're not playing tomorrow. Usually he's back. They're playing Wednesday and Thursday, so he's not going to go as heavy with him. He's not going to be as heavy-handed with him tonight, especially if they're up 25. Is he even on the floor right now, Joe?
Yeah, he is. Kyrie, no points. 2 points.
Luka's not on the floor.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, then they haven't updated this yet, because I'm looking at this, and it says he's not on the floor. Like, this says he played 12 minutes. I mean, he's got a ridiculous line, and this is all from the first quarter.
Yeah, not good. Stick a fork in him. He's toast. Where's this?
Clay's got 2 threes.
Yeah, where's Kobe? Where's Kobe White?
Yeah, you're going to need him to get hot. This Oakland team, this is a disgrace. I'm very annoyed here, Joe.
I'm annoyed too. Complete money burns.
Should have took Cleveland State with all the points. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Monday night on the grid. This Oakland team's got the ball, Joe, up 3 with 30 seconds to go.
What's the spread you got?
I just need them to win.
Just hang in there.
Moneyline parlay. Ooh, and Cleveland State's got the ball. They missed a shot. Cleveland State's got the rock down 3. What are they going to do here, Joe? They call a timeout. So there's 20 seconds left in this game. Cleveland State has the ball down 3. 72-69. Big finish here. First game at the Horizon. Hofstra and Stony Brook's underway. Stony Brook up 6-3. As far as the NBA goes, Joe, Pistons are up 14 on the Hornets. Cavs are up 2 on the Suns in the third quarter. The Mavs are now up 22. 22 is what they are up.
Great.
Right now.
Trouble. I got trouble everywhere.
You have trouble everywhere?
Yeah, Kobe White dead right now. The guy's dead to rights.
Finished. Chopped.
I don't know. Is he sleepwalking? Is he in a coma like in this game? Like, what's he doing?
What's he doing? It just doesn't look like it's going to be a good night for him all the way around, Joe.
Is he out there?
You want to lay 17 with the Nuggets tonight? I forgot to ask you about that. Nobody's playing for Toronto. It's basically bones for the buzzards.
Get into these games, Carver. We got no shot.
Celtics laying 11.5 in Portland. No Zinger, no Holiday.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to take the under?
I kind of want to take the Celtics. I think they'll still smash them.
All right.
Next hour, I'm going to ask you about the total in this Knicks Sixer game, since you just saw it on Sunday night. I want you to tell me.
I'm going to take the over. I'm going to go reverse.
Oh, they're going to bounce back. They're going to change things up. Everybody's going to bet that under after Sunday night, right? Everybody's going to be on that under.
Let me see something. There was a guy.